Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports, betting, and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs. Just really excited about it. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
Why are they so powerful and why are you leading this charge into NFTs?
The reason is because it's time. It's just time. There's so many real OGs that have led us here. I think a guy like me represents a different thing, which is the next moment. I, at least the way I move, need it to be like on the precipice of mainstream. There's enough smoke, people are getting enough comfort with it, right? Top Shot deserves a ton of credit. Sports cards deserve a lot of credit. Reddit, Doge, Bitcoin. I mean, and let me go another place. How about Fortnite? You know, I'm in the business of helping people understand things. I win all of my NFT debates with 55-year-old parents that are friends and acquaintances in 4 minutes. Here's what it looks like. Do you want a blue check mark on Instagram? Yeah. I'm like, does that actually exist? That's just a little blue check mark. Why do you want that? Because it's social currency.
Wow.
And then I go, oh, by the way, so that's one, but let me put the finishing touch on you. Did you give your kid $50 on your credit card this week to buy a Fortnite skin? Yes. Why? He doesn't own that outfit. Let me tell you when I went bananas and why. My brain decided to tell me, oh my God, everyone's gonna have a public digital wallet. Social's going private, crypto's going public. There's an internet at scale now supporting communication around the blockchain. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then it was 500 hours of Larva Labs, CryptoPunks, Pepe on Bitcoin, Discords, reading, listening, non-custodial, education, education, education. You know, I'm a hyper dude. I understand that they might think I'm full of shit because my energy can come off that way. I'm a Jersey East Coast. They see my energy, they don't see the words out of my mouth. They don't hear me say 98% of NFT projects are gonna be a bad investment during this era. They don't hear that. They feel this. And by the way, I'm gonna stay me. I'm comfortable being me. You know, I have the receipts.
We had Blau on the podcast, you know, Grammy Award artist. And he talked about NFTs giving him the ability to connect directly to his community in a way that he's never had. So Previously it was, you have to go through middlemen, you have to go through record labels, but this is a direct connection to the community. Can you talk about that? Is that some of the power that's being harnessed in what you're doing? And is that powerful for other creators, other communities out there?
Yeah, and by the way, let there be no confusion. You can be connected to your audience without NFTs. You can just call them and they can come over. Blau is talking about two things. One, not having a dopey record label telling him he can't put that song out or this is when we have to release because we have this other artist. So that's huge control. But it's also economic value. I mean, this is an incredibly, one of the biggest reasons with my project I made a conference was I didn't want it to be just about me. But there's obviously many tokens in there that are just about me. And so, yeah, it's a structured economy around the most valuable asset in the world, which is time and access. Do you know how much money I'm gonna pay for the Novak Djokovic golden racket NFT?
How much are you gonna pay? Tell us.
At least 100K, because I've done well in my life and I wanna play tennis with Novak at, you know, the week before the US Open in New York and have dinner with him. And if that's what comes along in the smart contract, but then, stick with me, men. But then, is Novak gonna do what I did, which creates a multi, this is where I really think I innovated, a multi-year level, and then I can do something with that token, I can go back.
Seasons.
Seasons, which gives you assets. Or even if it doesn't, if it's a one-time, which I think will be the far majority, well, guess what? Novak's Novak. And if that's his first ever golden racket, well, why can't that be like this $150 Thundercat behind me? Why can't I pay $100,000 for that experience and then in 19 years, I sell that golden racket as a collectible derivative for, you know, $300,000? Or by the way, 18,000.
Gary, let's talk about this. I think one of the most, the coolest things about your story and about your entire journey, and this is just the next step of it, is about like this one word. And to me, that word is community, right? So many people, when they start going into the NFT space, they do the NFT first before they have the community, right? Huge mistake. Other people you might see sort of the celebrities jumping on the bandwagon. They try to create an NFT and appeal to a community that they're not really a part of. So they end up with sort of a, yes, just a crappy, illegitimate, unauthentic NFT, and they make that mistake. But like, you've built this thing with the tech that's available to you for your community. And I wanna ask the broad question here, which is like, tell us first, because the common denominator across everything that we've been talking about is community. That is the heart of it. How do you build a community?
By giving your community more than you ask for in return. By never looking for a quick buck. By the people that have gone into Discord that don't know me and saying, are you serious? What the fuck? You guys are gonna buy this shit? And 600 people replying, I can count the times that Gary in the last 12 years has asked anything of me. And usually it's to buy a bottle of wine or a sneaker. And this is a way for me to invest in Gary? Are you fucking kidding me? I watch all these people put out content basically talking about I'm smart. I don't think me saying I'm smart brings any value for my audience. I'm teaching my audience perspective, insights. Hey, this is what's going on in audio. This is what's going on TikTok. Do you know how many people are tweeting right now? This second, Gary Vee is the one that got me into NBA Top Shot. Even though I never talked about it, I got him into cards. We talked about Top Shot. I'm trying to bring value. And by the way, that is why this is gonna be such a significant launch. There is an ungodly amount of people that have reached out to me and my brother in the last 48 hours with stories that are mind-boggling. Hey Gary, you and your brother, AJ just gave me one. You and your brother gave me all this time when I was an idiot kid, had no value to bring. You guys were always gracious. You always helped. By the way, I got into crypto real early in 17. I'm living in Puerto Rico now. Rest assured, I'm coming in heavy tomorrow. You know, like, that comes out of being a kind person. That came out of me giving more to that kid than asking. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, Gary Vee has brought value to yet another platform. This conversational podcast is straightforward, blunt yet inspiring, and all-encompassing. There's not a topic or word Gary won't touch. I'm eager to hear this knowledge and insight. This podcast always starts or ends my day on a great note. Thanks so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.